a second malaria vaccine to curb the life-threatening disease spread to humans by mosquitoes.
In areas with seasonal transmission, it reduced symptomatic cases of malaria by 75% in the 12 months following a three-dose series of the vaccine.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said doses would cost between $2 and $4. Two scientists will share the Nobel Prize for Medicine this year. Their work made the COVID-19 vaccines possible. Slovakia's pro-Russian Robert Fico in pole position to start talks on forming a government after winning the country's parliamentary elections. Here's VOA's Kim Lewis.
The three-time former prime minister Fico's SMER-SSD party won almost 23% of the vote, more than any other party, after campaigning on a mandate to end military aid to Ukraine. A government led by Fico would see NATO member Slovakia joining Hungary and challenging the EU's consensus on support for Ukraine. It would also signal a further shift in the region against political liberalism, which will once again be tested when Poland goes to the polls later this month. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The fraud trial of Donald Trump, his adult sons, and his business in the U.S. state of New York has begun. Here's New York Attorney General Letitia James.
My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
The judge found Trump guilty last week. This will deal with penalty. This is VOA News. Government researchers are finding that an inexpensive antibiotic can sharply reduce the rate of sexually transmitted infections among gay and bisexual men and transgender people.
The research finds that doxycycline can prevent certain STDs from taking hold if administered within 72 hours of unprotected sex. One study found those who took doxycycline were 80% less likely to contract syphilis and 90% less likely to get chlamydia than those who didn't get the morning after antibiotic pill. It's not known if that would be effective for heterosexual men and women as well.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Top European diplomats meet in Kyiv to support Ukraine as signs of strain show among allies. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports that some European foreign secretaries are urging strong support for Ukraine.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says his country is working with both sides of Congress to make sure funding support continues.
We don't feel that the U.S. support has been shattered. The United States understands that what is at stake in Ukraine is much bigger than just Ukraine.
Alongside Kuleba, High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, said the EU will be discussing with our American allies and friends for them to continue to support Ukraine.
For us Europeans, it's an existential threat.
The comments come following the results of Slovakian elections, where populist leader Robert Fico's party, which opposes military support in Ukraine, won a majority. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Former White House advisor Amy Pope is started as head of the International Organization for Migration. Lisa Schlein says she wants to start in Africa.
International Organization for Migration Chief Amy Pope told journalists in Geneva today she has chosen the Horn of Africa as her first mission abroad because more than 80% of migration takes place within the African continent. The first stop on Pope's trip, which begins Sunday, will be Ethiopia. She'll meet with the African Union Commission and government officials and then go on to Kenya, Somalia, and Djibouti. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Nigeria's labor unions held talks on Monday on whether to suspend a strike planned for this week after the government offered a wage hike and other measures to offset a sharp increase in the costs of living. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Music now, VOA 1.
Another one.